You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me back here at the RNIB Gold Award-winning garden here at the RHS Flower Show Wentworth Woodhouse 2025. And I'm with Chair of RNIB Trustees, Anna Tyler, who's a bit of a gardener herself. Anna, I mean, what does this mean for the organisation to have a gold-winning garden here at the Flower Show?
Well, it's absolutely fantastic. The reason we've won a gold, and that's not all we've won, I have to say, is because it is a very beautiful garden and they are queuing to come through here. I think it's just really impressive. If I could get my hostas to grow without the slugs eating them and look like that, I'd be a very happy woman. But what I also love is the way the garden's been constructed to show what it's like to live with things like diabetic retinopathy. It's just very, very thought through. And the planting is extremely considered, the sort of wispiness, the smells. I can never resist touching things. So I've just run my hands, the last plant I touched, through the rosemary. And so now, you know, I can smell it on my hand. And that's why we've won 3 awards, because it is such a beautifully thought through garden with fabulous planting and these absolutely divine, they're rather kind of like installation art pavilions almost in the middle of the garden that show different eye conditions. And that's why there's a queue, because it's wonderful.
And I think that's the amazing thing is for, you know, members of the RHS and people here today on the first public day coming around, looking at the garden, but going into the pods and seeing what the garden might look like for people with, you know, different eye conditions.
Absolutely. And I think that leap of imagination is really helpful in building a sighted alliance. And there are literally hundreds of people coming through here today, and each one of them will go home with a memory of what they've experienced here. And it is an experience. It's not just sort of, oh, you've got cataracts, that's a sort of blurry bit in the middle, but it really is a hard-hitting demonstration of what it's like to live with sight loss. And I think the interest is phenomenal. Each one of those people hopefully will become a gardening ally.
And I suppose the nice thing is of also winning the award might make other garden designers think about access when they're designing their gardens?
Yes, I really hope so. And funnily enough, I was in one of my top gardens about 3 weeks ago where I thought that the access had been really well considered. And I went to Mount Stuart in Northern Ireland, which is one of the great, great gardens in GB. And a place I've long, long wanted to go, very considered, and the access was very thought through. And I believe RNIB may have had a hand in that. It was beautiful.
And obviously there's lots of things that you can explore here and maybe things you can buy. Anything you might be sort of taking home with you?
Well, I'm on the train, so the temptation is always to go home with something, because you can never resist a plant. But I'm going to try really hard to hang fire and not commit myself to going home with a plant pot under one arm.
Well, I wish you well in doing that, Anna, but thank you very much indeed for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.